Hello and welcome to Trendpar with Lotta Jägelsaston and
Martin Lindeskog.
And today we're sitting at eHive, which is a co-working space in Gothenburg, after we've been...
Been at the social media club meeting.
Yes, that's e-commerce. Right. We're talking about e-commerce today, which has been really interesting. And what we do at the social media club is that we meet up and we discuss one particular subject over lunch. And then
convenient today, it's Black Friday.
So it is?
Yes.
And what does that mean?
That's original meaning, I think it was businesses and brick and mortar turned their figures into black instead of red. So they are earning money. So this end of the year is, they have lots of sales.
And I think this is an American thing,
yes,
but it's definitely coming here as well.
Yeah.
We
RIA.
It is a form of RIA, but also I saw that Shell & Co. Were doing something particular this Friday, where they sent out an email inviting people to buy black, as in bleck.
That's fun.
So. Black Friday, you can buy ink, basically, for, I think it was 25% off today, or 20%, just today. Yeah. So it's, we can already see that it's coming into to our shops as well. Yeah. But after Black Friday, we have another one.
Yeah, when it's after a weekend, it's, Blue Monday or Cyber Monday.
And what does that mean?
And it's the e-commerce sales, so lots of e-shops, online stores, having special deals, and you could have lots of discounts and stuff.
Exactly. So that's exciting.
Yeah.
And moving on swiftly, we have been spotting this week as well, and talking about shopping. There is a Kickstarter project that we're both interested in. But for different reasons, maybe.
Okay.
It's called Hush Earplugs, and it's basically like really small headphones without the cables, so they are Bluetooth, that you put into your ears to block out the sound so you can sleep better if you have, you know, noisy neighbors or live near traffic or something like that. So you get a soothing sound and it could send you to sleep. And then afterwards, obviously, all this is powered through your phone, so you can do all sorts of settings via the app. And then you can even set your alarm, because this is what some people who have earplugs, say your partner is snoring or whatever, and you find that if you've got earplugs, you might be sleeping a bit too well, so you won't hear the alarm go off. But this one, it will only set the alarm off, and you're the only one who'll hear it.
Yeah,
so that's interesting. We're going to check that out. Personally, I have no problem sleeping, but I'm finding it difficult to work in like an open landscape. So for me, I would use it in the daytime.
Mm. That's good. And maybe you could listen to podcasts at the same time and blocking out the other things.
You know what? I need to check all the details, but I'm sure that there are other functions than, you know, just using it while sleeping.
Yep.
So that's interesting to check out what's happening with that. And another thing that I came across while out on the net, as you say, was a new app, newish. It's called Tipply. And it's basically an app that you can use to tip people. So, for example, if you're at the restaurant, and you don't have any cash, or, I mean, in the restaurant, most of the time you can actually add something to your bill. But say if you've, you know, in a hotel and there's a conference here, and you can sort of...
Do it more specific
to that person. Yeah, and it works through facial recognition. Mm. So you'll take a picture of this person, and then...
After asking permission.
I would assume that you need to do that. And also you need to be signed up. As well,
service.
So you know, we'll put some something in the show notes, but it's just a fun idea. Yeah, and for me, who really enjoys that no wallet world, I'm like, oh, another thing that I don't need to, you know, you can add to my not having to wear a purse.
Yeah.
And also, we were talking and discussing after Social Media Club, actually, ways of thinking about the digital world and how today we might like the idea, but it's very difficult for us to, say, for example, accept the fact that it's safer to have a self-driving car than a human operating it. And then I came across this smart lock, August smart lock, where you can, again, it's app-based, you can send out a virtual key to your friends if you're late or if you need a neighbor to feed the cats or whatever. And your response, Martin, was a bit like, oh, well, what if something goes wrong?
Yeah.
And of course,
then you have your robot butler that we talked about in another episode. He will take care of that.
Yeah, it would be really handy to have a robot. But we're not quite there yet. No. We're in Japan, they might have that already, but in Sweden, we're a bit behind.
But
we have, we were talking about this, and our studio that we haven't used yet for this podcast.
Hey Fem
Studio.
High five.
Yeah, oh, exactly. And they have another way of dealing with the lock.
With your tag.
And that's time set, isn't it?
And you're connected to a person.
Yeah, so that's maybe somewhere in between.
Yeah.
So we're slowly moving into this figital, I think it's pronounced, world.
Interesting word.
Yeah.
It's almost like local.
Mm. And what it means is basically how the digital world moves into the physical world. Yeah. And
like a hybrid.
Yeah. There are some good examples of this. I see Google have done some things, and Evernote.
Yeah.
Very much. So, with that, we will leave you.
Yeah, out for shopping.
Exactly. We need to
get things done.
Exactly. So, hope you have a good week and tune in to us next week.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Cheerio.
Cheerio.